Yes, I think Theresa's absolutely right. I mean, we believe in Britain welcoming people to our country, as we have done over the centuries. But immigration needs to be controlled. And obviously, if you have too many people coming in, it puts a lot of pressure on schools and hospitals and makes it more difficult to integrate those people into our society in the way that we would like to. And that's why controlled immigration is a very important part of our policy. Theresa's done a great job at closing down bogus colleges. We put a cap on the number of people that can come from outside the EU for economic reasons. But clearly, the figures show that we need to do more. Part of the problem is that because we've created more jobs than the rest of the European Union put together, a lot of people have come here to work.
It's going to be difficult while you're still in Europe to make these sort of complaints, though, isn't it?
Well, I don't think so. One of the reasons why so many people have come from Europe to work is that we have a very generous in-work benefit system. People coming here can often earn an extra £10,000 or £12,000 on top of the salaries they can attract. And my argument is that you should have to live here or live and work here for a decent period, say 4 years, paying into the system before you take out of the system. And I think that would stop our welfare system being an unnecessary pull factor into the United Kingdom.
Let's talk about truancy and these new measures. Are they really going to work? Because at the minute, parents don't really need to worry about them. There's no end game, is there?
First of all, we should remind ourselves why this matters so much. It's about the children. If you're a child and you miss school day after school day, your education's it gets a setback. And if your education is set back, your life chances are set back. And if we want a society of genuine opportunity where children from the poorest homes can get the very best opportunities and can make it to the top, we need to make sure truancy is a thing of the past in our schools. Now, there's a system of fines for parents whose children are persistently truant. What we're saying is make sure those fines are paid by taking that off people's child benefit. And I think that would be a real incentive for parents to make sure they get their children to school every day. It is tough, but frankly, we need to take some tough action to demonstrate the true compassion of a society that says children should be in school because it's so good for their future.
Well, apparently these kids don't have the best of starts anyways, and you're potentially making those starts even worse, making it harder.
No, we're making the start in life better, because all the evidence is that if you persistently miss school, you get worse results. If you get worse results, you have worse job prospects, and you don't have such a good start to your life. Look, we've reformed our schools, so they are now real places of learning, real places where in some of the poorest parts of our country, we're getting some of the best results. Now, that won't work unless we make sure all our children are going to school.
While we're talking about child benefits, I remember before the election, you stood up and you said that you aren't going to cut them. And then a few months later, you do end up restricting them. You've went back on your word there.
No, we said we'd keep child benefit, and we have kept child benefit.
You've restricted it.
Well, we've frozen child benefit, as we've frozen other benefits. But child benefit, £20 a week for the first child, £14 for the second child.
It's a very, and nothing more after that.
Well, it's a very generous. It's not restricted as to the number of children you can have. It's a very generous benefit. It's a good benefit. It tends to go straight to the mother, and people can have that as part of their budget.
Can I ask a little bit about tax credits as well? I've heard the answer all week from lots of people. We're moving away from high welfare, high tax, low wage economy. I sort of get the theory, but theory and practice are slightly different, aren't they? People are angry. £1,300 is a lot of money. It's a bit of a joke to be taking money off working people and then say, actually, we're the working people's party.
Well, we are the party of working people because we're delivering the things that working people want, which is the security of a good job, being able to take home more money because we're cutting people's taxes, helping people to buy their own home, making sure there's a good school place for their child. That's what working people want. Now, under these plans, and they are, if you like, a deal, there's higher pay because the national living wage is coming in. There are lower taxes because you can earn £11,000 before you start paying any tax. But yes, we are making changes to welfare and reducing the cost of the welfare system as part of our plan to get rid of Britain's budget deficit and give us a truly strong and stable economy from which all working people will benefit.
My question is, why don't you just have another look at it? You had members of your own party, you had tens of thousands of people on the streets the other day. Just have another look at it before the autumn.
Well, we had a vote in the House of Commons on these proposals.
So you weren't clear before the vote about what exactly you were going to do. You just said you were going to make cuts generally.
No, that's actually not the case. We had a vote in the House of Commons on this set of proposals combined with the figures that were published for the National Living Wage, and that vote passed by a majority of over 30, and when you think we actually only have a majority of, say, 12, that was actually quite a decisive vote, and the House of Commons had all the information in front of it at the time. So the right thing to do now is to move ahead and introduce this higher pay level, introduce these lower taxes and make these welfare changes.
Jeremy Corbyn was in Manchester last night. It's not the done thing to do, to go to the same city as a conference is taking place. Is that something that you'll consider doing in the future yourself?
Right, it's a free country. Jeremy Corbyn can go where he wants and speak where he wants and say what he wants.
That's convention, isn't it? You wouldn't do it.
No, look, it's not a question of what I would do. I was out negotiating for Britain in New York at the UN General Assembly week, so it wasn't an option for me. But look, Jeremy Corbyn's a free individual. He can go where he likes. I'm not worried about where Jeremy Corbyn goes. I'm worried about what Labour would do, because Labour would put at risk our nation's security, families' security. They now believe in higher taxes, nationalisation, unilateral nuclear disarmament. They are a big danger to our country, and it doesn't matter where Jeremy Corbyn goes, the message will always be the same, and that is vote Labour, wreck the economy and wreck our defences.